朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
弟兄姊妹，天人合作，神人合作，可以帮助我们除去侍奉里面的孤单感。
So we see that this cooperation between God and man can take away loneliness in ministry.
神人合作，
cooperation between man and God
可以除去第二件事情。
Second thing which it also dispels.
我没有听过人这样讲过，就允许我发明这样一句话，除去人的功德感。
That it in a very real wayTakes away a self-righteousness, a self-righteous spirit that we might have.
或者说一种merit, 一种功德的感觉。
That we can somehow merit certain benefits.
有的时候我们孤单的侍奉里面。
In our loneliness of ministry.
有一点觉得举世皆醉，唯我独醒。
It often seems that we are standing alone and that we alone have to move forward with no one to help us.
我们有一种侍奉，然后有一种沾沾自喜，然后一种功德心在里面。
And that inevitably becomes upon us a sense of looking down on others and a merit or self-righteous concept.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神的面前学习一件事情，被提醒一件事情，我们今天能够侍奉是上帝的恩典。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us before the Lord learn this lesson that it is by grace alone that we serve and minister.
神人合作，第三个克服的是什么呢？
And then the third, which is dispelled.
孤单感我们知道。
Loneliness we know about.
功德感也许了解。
A self-righteous concept perhaps we all
know. 第三种是我发明的。
And then the third really is my invention.
侍奉主的马虎感。
That it becomes a very careless spirit in ministry.
侍奉主的随便的那种感觉。
And that we become very careless in ministry.
弟兄姊妹，你的同工可以决定你对一件事情的态度。
Dear brothers and sisters, your co-workers can vary in a very real way determine your attitude toward a certain event.
如果我们两个人同工，
if we were to work together,
我们同工的认真的程度其实跟我们对对方的接纳是有关系的。
And that our diligence in ministry together in a very real way reflects how we accept one another.
如果我是个会唱歌的人，
if I am somebody that is gifted in singing,
有的时候我的唱的好和坏和那个乐队的伴奏或者琴的伴奏有关系。
A lot of times my performance is conditioned upon how the orchestra or the pianist plays.
如果我们知道与我们同工的是神，
and if we know that God himself is working with us,
我们侍奉那种mediocrity 这个英文字很多时候是成为今天基督教的一个现象，就是中等然后可有可无得过且过那种态度，我们可以在神人合作的里面把它克服。
And I think with this idea and this understanding of this cooperation we can dispense with a concept of mediocrity in ministry.
意象的里面我们看见神和人连在一起。
And so we see that in this vision man and God are brought together.
第二，
Secondly,
我们看见意象的里面把个人和团队连在一起。
We see that the individual is united with the group.
这一段我们刚才所读的五节的圣经里面，请注意人称代名词有很有趣的一个现象。
I'd like you to take notice, especially of the names that are referred to in this passage. And the personal pronoun.
在第六节，请注意他们。
There in verse 6 it begins with they.
第七节也是他们。
Then also in verse 7 it is they.
第八节也是他们。
Then in verse 8 again we see they appear.
请注意到第十节的时候突然人称代名词改了，不是他们而是变成我们了。
And yet the personal pronoun in verse 10 is suddenly changed not to they but us.
在使徒行传里面这五节的圣经是很出名的所谓 we section， 我们的一段。
And this passage then represents a very famous part in the Acts of the Apostles, which is referred to as the we section.
什么意思呢？
What exactly does
that mean? 在第十节以前，
that that prior to verse 10,
使徒行传的作者没有跟保罗在一起。
We know that the author of the Acts of the Apostle was not with Paul.
所以他称保罗的福音队说他们他们他们。
And so in reference to that band that Paul left, he referred to them as they.
到了第十节，突然之间我们出现。
And yet, but in verse 10, we see that us suddenly.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是从第九节第十节以后，这个作者路加加入保罗的福音队，
that is
the 布道团。
And that is to say that the author Luke at that point, that juncture in time, joined up with this band in term and went to spread the gospel.
对路加来讲
，and in terms of Luke's own perspective,
这个意象结束了他单独侍奉的生活。
We see that it brought an end to his own individual ministry.
以前也许路加一个人独来独往。
Perhaps at a time prior to this.Luke was a very loner in terms of.
他是一个独行侠也好，你说他是一个只会打这个挑单个儿，或者说打篮球只会一对一的也好。
Maybe perhaps we can refer to him as a loner or somebody that can only go one on one.
但是从第十节以后，这个 loner 开始加入到一个 teamwork 一个团队里面。
And after verse 10, we see that this loner came apart.Of a group ministry.
弟兄姊妹，我不需要在这里再强调教会弟兄姊妹同心合意的重要性。
I don't think that I have to again emphasize the importance of this partnership for the gospel that we've looked at.
我再三的强调，今天真正的福音义工是同心合意。
And that really, in a very real way, pre-evangelism is seen.In this partnership, this uniting together,
我们都知道同心的重要。
We all know the importance of partnership.
但是我们也都知道同心的困难。
And yet, at the same time, we all know the difficulties of partnership.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章怎么说？
And so Paul in Romans the fourth chapter said it thus.
Ephesians. 他说我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
He describes and exhorts the Christians to.Diligently preserve the unity which is found in the Spirit.
请注意，保罗在这里要我们守的合一是圣灵所赐的合一。
I want you to notice that the unity there described is the unity given by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，合一有条件。
That there are conditions to a unitement.
我从来不认为只要大家都是基督徒，好了，我们就合一吧。我觉得圣经没有这样的教训。
I don't think that the Bible has ever exhorted us that just because we are Christians, we are somehow to be united together.
保罗说是圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
We see that it is there something in which the Spirit Himself gives.
但是我们的责任呢？
Yet what is our responsibility?
竭力保守。
Diligently preserving.
不是单单保守，要 diligently, 要竭力用尽力量来保一件事情。
We see there Paul saying that we must go to nth degree with diligence to preserve that peace.
个人与团体的配搭，老实说还是有讲究。
I think that there is also a science in terms of coordination between the individual and the group.
我自己分析，今天在教会里面，个人与团体的这种配搭有两种的比方。
And in my own analysis, I have.Come up with two different illustrations to typify this relationship.
一种我把它叫做马铃薯泥式的同心。
On the one hand, an illustration or a picture of mashed potatoes, that kind of unity.
什么叫 mashed potatoes 呢？
What does 马铃薯泥 mean?
你是一个马铃薯，我是一个马铃薯。
We are both potatoes.
我们把它混在一起
，and that we mix them together，
变成泥的时候
，we become mashed。
我里面有他，他里面有我。
I'm in him and he's in me。
听起来很肉麻。
Perhaps you get goose pimples from that.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是一种的同心合意的心态。
And yet I think that this is one aspect or one concept.In partnership.
另外一种的同心。
But yet on the other hand,
我不叫它做马铃薯泥。
I don't refer to it as mashed potato.
我发明一个名词叫做蔬菜沙拉。
I've thought of in terms of that, another phrase, and that is of a salad bowl or a salad.
里面有各式各样的菜。
And that within that salad bowl is contained many different kind of vegetables.
但是放在一起并没有失去你的特点。
And that to put them together in a very real way does not distract from you your neatness.
红萝卜还是红萝卜。
That a rare carrot remains a carrot.
菜还是菜。
Vegetables remain vegetables.
但是放在一起。
But they are brought together.
成为供应人的一个食物。
Become something in which a person can receive.
有人研究美国的这个历史。
People in investigating and analyzing American history.
他说现在的白种人是在全美国的人口的 79%.
They said that not, whites in North America stand at 79% of the total population.
有人预测100年以后到2080年的时候。
And that somebody forecasted 100 years down the road to 2080 AD.
美国的人口白种人只剩下 49.8%.
And that white people, in terms of percentage in population, was decreased to only 49%.
所以美国是一个多元性种族的一个国家。
So we see a country that carries a multi-ethnic type of image.
在民族学的角度，一直把美国这个国家看成一个大熔炉，一个大的 melting pot.
And a lot of times in the past, they have thought of America as simply just a big melting pot.
但是最近这种说法有点改变。
But yet recently, this kind of concept has been changed.
不是用 melting pot 来形容今天美国的民族的这个关系。
And no longer is a melting pot used to describe the content of America.
因为大熔炉里面会失去每一个不同民族的特性。
Because in that melting pot, the individual uniqueness of each nationality is lost.
现在是用 mosaic, 用这个瓷砖的拼图的那一个形容来形容今天的美国的民族的现象。
But rather, it is referred to today as being a mix, mosaic.
好像一个墙壁是用这些瓷砖把它拼成的。
Just like a wall which is put together by little pieces of rocks.
你可以用不同的颜色放在不同的地方。
And different colors of rocks can be placed at different places.
一个特别的图案出来。
And you could put out or paint out a very special picture there.
每一个个体并没有失去你那个个体的特性。
And that in each individual piece has not lost its uniqueness in that greater picture.
这十二年我在这个教会学习侍奉。
I think in these 12 years in this church as I have learned through ministry.
我同工的观念从马铃薯从 melting pot 改成沙拉改成 mosaic。
My own concept of ministry or partnership has moved from that mashed potatoes into a salad, to a melting pot, from a melting pot to a mosaic.
弟兄姊妹，我们要进入一个更多元性的挑战和侍奉。
I think that we must enter into a far more complicated and diverse type of ministry.
如果神怜悯我们，让我们像一堆的这个马铃薯泥，感谢主。
And that if the Lord allows us to be just a bowl of mashed potatoes, we thank him for that.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不能不面对现实。
But yet I think we must indeed face reality.
我们不能不回到圣经的真理。
And to return to the truth that we see here in the gospel.
我们看见真正的合一是这两种形态，不是只有一种形态。
That very much it is a combination of these two, rather a either or situation.
第三。
Then thirdly,
意象。把福音的供与求连在一起。
Vision brought together the need and the desire as well as the supply of God.
这几年我在传福音的工作上。
In these past years, in my own evangelistic effort,
我一直觉得我在台上讲的道不一定就是坐在台下弟兄姊妹所需要。
I've often felt that the message that I deliver on the pulpit is not necessarily the message which is needed by brothers and sisters.
换句话说，我的供和下面的求不能够配合。
In other words, the need and the supply are not one.
那么我们在主里呢，就凡事包容，也就过去了。
And that oftentimes, well, in the spirit of the Lord, we tolerate and we pass.
但是我们在传福音的事上
，But yet I think in evangelistic efforts,
我们不可以这样。
I don't think we can be like.
我们不可以传一套人家听不懂的道。
We can't deliver a message.Of which no one can understand.
我们不可以传一套人家不需要的道。
We can't preach a gospel which is irrelevant to the people.
我们要对症下药。
We have to indeed give the right prescription.
很多时候我们把答案放错地方。
And a lot of times we put the answer at the wrong place.
在台湾我们有一个同工。
A co-worker that we had in Taiwan.
他是薛玉光牧师。
Reverend 薛玉光。
他是一个非常保守的人。
He was a very conservative person.
他在菲律宾做菲律宾圣经学院的院长的时候
，When he was the principal of a Bible school in the Philippines,
保守到一个地步，男生不能跟女生谈话，不要说谈恋爱。
He got to the point where even dialogue between male students and female students was not allowed.
所以他参加校园团契的时候
，So when he came to be a part of campus evangelical fellowship，
我们都很怕他。
We were very indeed very scared。
我特别怕他
，And I especially，
因为我的个性跟他差很多。
Because my personality was very different from his。
但是感谢主。
But yet we thank the Lord。
同工下来以后
，That as we work together，
在这个 mashed potato 的这个缸里面，我们慢慢慢慢彼此就能够适应。
And within that pot of mashed potatoes, we began to adapt.
一直到有一天，他讲一个笑话，把我们吓一跳。
To the point of one day, he told a joke, which set us all back.
他问我们同工。
He asked us, the co-workers.
人可不可以一面刷牙一面吹口哨
？Can somebody at the same time that they're brushing their teeth, whistle?
我们说不可能。
We said it's impossible.
他说你们不行，我可以。
They said, well, if you can't, I can't.
他把他的假牙拿下来，让。
And he pulled out his dentures, and as he brushed them, he whistled.
Oh, we 突然发现脱胎换骨换了一个人了
And suddenly, we saw before us somebody that had changed very drastically.
有一次他的脚受伤
One time, he had injured his foot.
他的那个指甲的插到肉里面去，所以要开刀
And he had an ingrown toenail, so he had to have it operated on.
然后呢，医生就把它包起来。
And then after the operation, the doctor bandaged it up.
医生就警告他。
And then warned him,
你今天晚上可以洗澡，但是这个脚不能泡在水里面。
That you can take a bath this evening, but you can't soak your foot in water.
他非常小心。
And so very diligently.
那天晚上洗澡。
Took a bath.
然后他把脚抬得老高了。
And he raised his foot up very high.
又不要泡到水里面。
Because he didn't want to soak it in.
等他快洗完澡以后。
And then just as he was finished,
他突然发现一件事情。
He suddenly realized something.
他放错脚。
That he lifted up the wrong foot.
他把那只伤的脚放在水里面，那个不伤的脚抬得个老高。
That the foot that was operated on, he stuck in the water, and the one that wasn't, he lifted up.
有的时候我们传福音就像这样。
I think sometimes our evangelistic efforts are like that.
我们很用心。
We're very diligent.
很努力。
Very bold and eager.
但是很多时候我们答非所问。
But a lot of times we give an answer to a question that is not asked.
所以有人说基督教传福音好像隔邪搔痒一样。我们在意象的里面可以让供和求连在一起。
So really, we need to bring together supply and demand in our evangelistic efforts.
大学毕业的时候
upon graduation from college,
我到金门去当兵
I went to the island of Jingmen.
我到小金门服役差不多有一年的时间
And there for one year, I served in the military.
那么我在那段时间有机会认识金门的传道人
And while I was there, I had the opportunity of becoming acquainted with a pastor there on the island.
他姓谭，天方夜谭的谭，他的名字叫谭约瑟，谭牧师。
His name was John Tan.
那有一天我们比较熟了以后，我就很好奇，我就问他。
And as we came to know each other better one day, out of curiosity, I asked him.
我说在台湾好好传道不传，你跑到金门来干什么
？Said you could do so much in Taiwan. Why have you run to the small island to be a pastor?
他去金门的时候是93炮战、823炮战的时候。
He actually went to the island when there was a constant mirage of artillery fire.
他跟我讲很多很多他在这个枪林弹火里面的经历。
And he shared with me many experiences that he had amongst the falling of shells and bullets.
他越讲，我就越好奇。
And the more he shared with me, the more curious I became.
我说你跑到金门当牧师干什么？
Why did you come to this island to be a pastor?
他说我不来不行。
And he said that I couldn't but come.
我说我跟你跟我一样吗？难道要服兵役？所以你来到这边做牧师役。
Are you just like me that you had to come because the military sent you, and so you're doing your tour here?
他说不是。
He said no.
意向使我来到这里。
That vision brought me here.
我更好奇。
And that raised a greater degree of curiosity.
我说你怎么看见异象？
I said, how did you see that vision?
弟兄姊妹，请特别注意。
And I want you to pay special close.
英文叫 vision.
In English, it is referred to as a vision.
中文叫异象，好像特别强调一个异字。A strange vision.
That in the Chinese, there's an emphasis on a strangeness or a peculiarness of that vision.
所以今天我们中国的基督徒常常讲到异象的时候，大家就想到做了什么特别的梦，或者突然看见什么太很多的。
A lot of times when we hear of this vision in Chinese, we think of it as some kind of abstract vision or perhaps some dream that we had.
我把谭云生牧师的见证告诉各位。
And yet I want to share with you the testimony of this pastor.
他说我是在报纸上看到异象。
I saw my vision in a newspaper.
我不懂。
I don't understand.
我说小弟愿听其详，请你告诉我。
I said I eagerly and humbly wait for you to open my eyes.
他说有一天我打开报纸。
Said one day I opened up the paper.
看见报纸大。一半版就是半版一个广告。
That on that particular page, half the page, an advertisement appeared.
提到金门的需要。
Speaking of the needs on this island.
他说上面讲到金门需要农业的人才。
It spoke of the need of agricultural people.
需要工业的人才。
Speaking of those in engineering.
需要商业的人才。
Those in business.
需要教育的人才。
Those in education.
需要医护的人才。
Those in medicine.
如果有这些背景的人，请到什么什么地方来申请。
And that if you have this background, please come to this place to apply.
他看报的时候。
And as he looked at that newspaper.
他说神向我说话。
Jesus or the Lord.God said to me,
我就问我自己,
and I asked myself,
难道金门没有福音的需要吗?
Would it be that island does not also need the gospel?
有农业的需要,工业的需要,等等的需要,难道没有福音的需要吗?
Amongst these many needs, is there not also the need of the gospel?
当他想到这里的时候,他告诉我,他就在神的面前大哭了一顿。
And he said, as he thought to that point, before the Lord, he wept.
他说,主啊,我要去。
Said, Lord, I want to go.
主说你知道现在金门在打仗。
The Lord said to him, don't you know that they're fighting now on that island?
他说主啊我要去。
Said, no, I want to go.
因为我看见异象。
Because I see that vision.
异象使我非去不可。
And that vision compels me to go.
弟兄姊妹今天我们教会来到一个地步需要异象。
Dear brothers and sisters, our church has reached that point where we need a vision.
在异象里面我们看到神人。
And we see in a vision that man and God are united.
我们看见异象里面个人和团队连在一起。
We see that the individual is united with the group in a vision.
弟兄姊妹在异象里面可以把供和求连在一起。
And that in a vision we see the need and the supply brought together.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。